So the culmination to yet another disrupted supercar season unfolds this weekend at the legendary Bathurst. Shane van Gisbergen has already won the championship, of course, but Bathurst, although a part of that championship, is really a separate event in and of itself. One bloke who's been around that track a bit and got the checkered flag quite a lot is Greg Murphy, who's back with us. Morning.
Morning, Mike.
And for you, what might have been, eh? What a bummer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was all getting very hard there when we started having all our plans cancelled and not being able to go over and do some testing and get prepared. So it is what it is. We might reboot and have a go. Yeah, next year everyone's pretty keen to make it happen. So we'll see what happens.
It is separate, isn't it? I mean, the championship's the championship, but if you won Bathurst, if you were eighth in the championship but won Bathurst, that'd be a good year still, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would fulfill your year. It would just make it amazing, regardless of where you finish in the championship. And I mean, it used to be very separate. I can't remember what year it was now that it actually wasn't part of the championship. It was quite a long time ago. I mean, the champion these days has to do everything and has to do it right. This year, again, being a little bit different for Shane, being that, the regular kind of season, let's say, was finished a couple of weeks ago. Then they go to Bathurst. Previously, in our normal years, we go racing again after Bathurst, so it changes the complexity. So this year, it is just a standalone race. Championship's done, and I reckon that's actually really exciting because everyone's going to throw the kitchen sink at it.
Because I tell you what I liked at the start of the season, they opened, I don't know if it was opening with Bathurst, but Bathurst was there in the early part of the year. And because it's such a different track and a big track, It's a whole different complexion from the sprint stuff you've seen in Sydney these last couple of weeks. It's a whole different race.
Yeah, completely. And the sprint format, well, not sprint, but the format they had at the start of the year, again, treated very differently. Everyone's starting the season at Bathurst, which is unusual. Everyone's trying to find their feet, tune their cars, get on. But now they're set. They're ready to go. They come off four straight weeks of racing. Everyone is absolutely pumped at their absolute best, and they turn up here. I mean, yesterday's practice session for the main game, there was 17 drivers inside 1 second.
Yeah.
You know, so at a 6.2 kilometre racetrack, I mean, it just goes to show how on form everybody is and how competitive qualifying this afternoon is going to be. It's going to be a hell of a session to watch, actually.
The only thing I worry, and there's nothing you can do about it, is the luck factor. Over such a long race and the degradation on tyres, cars, everything, there's an element of luck, isn't there? A lot of luck.
Unfortunately, it is. And I'm not one to believe in it, but there's just fate that comes your way for whatever reasons. It's happened to everybody. You can't control when someone else makes a mistake and sticks a car on the fence and the safety car comes out. You can't control, a situation in the pit lane when you come in, you're doing a brake change and it just doesn't quite go to plan and you lose a couple of seconds. I mean, there's a multiple of things. The things you can control, like that the teams can control, they work incredibly hard on to try and make it as perfect as possible. But there's a bunch of other things that you can't. So there is a tiny element of it. You just do the best, make sure you don't make any mistakes and hope that you've got a fast enough car that both you and your co-driver can do the best job possible and then we'll see how it plays out.
How many hours can I watch this weekend without it become antisocial?
I don't think there's an answer to that question. I really don't. I mean, just be antisocial. I'm going to be. And I'm usually antisocial anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Good on you. Van Gisbergen, do you think would be, as far as you know, it's hard to pick, but Van Gisbergen and Tander, that looks like a good combo to me.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sort of picking them as my favourite, but there's actually a few that are incredibly close behind. Chas Mostertle, Holdsworth was fastest in the co-driver session yesterday, did a beautiful job. He's only a tenth off what Mostert did earlier on in the day. Waters Moffat, unbelievable combination as well. Obviously Lowndes and Wincup. I mean, these are some really, really, really strong ones. So it is by no means given that those guys will take it out. They're going to have a challenge on their hands, but I still put them as the favourites.
So exciting, mate. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Greg Murphy, the Bathurst great, apart from anything.